This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I've stopped looking for questions.
Remember, everything we're covering, the establishment doesn't want to happen. And the question is, why is that?
In time, we're all gonna find out.
Let's go to Mark in Texas. Mark, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good, brother. Go ahead.
I just wanted to highlight something that one of your previous callers had mentioned. There's a video called The Retired SWAT Officer Weighs In on Uvalde Video. And his name is Jared Reston, and he looks just like Eric Paddock, was Las Vegas shooter's alleged brother.
I've heard that twice today. I haven't looked at it yet.
You got to check out the video, man.
I will.
What are you scared by any chance when you're out here seeing exposing these things? Do you have any fear that maybe you're going to get visited by somebody or something?
No, I mean, I'm worried about losing to the New World Order. No, I'm not worried about myself. Really, I'm not.
That's good, brother.
All right, thanks, man. I appreciate your call. All right, let's go ahead and take another call here. Dustin in Florida. Go ahead, Dustin.
Yeah, I want to say thank you, Alex, and InfoWars for everything you guys do for trying to wake people up. I wanted to speak to truck drivers out there, whether you're old or young, you need to get away from the mega carriers that have these cameras and sensors on them. You need to get on Craigslist and start driving for these small mom and pop.
I agree. Everybody should try to pick mom and pop truck drivers for any shipping you need.
Exactly, because we're programming. What they're doing is they're programming the system for those trucks to take over. All those sensors on your truck, the cameras, they're programming everything.
They're training the self-driving cars.
Yeah, we are programming the system that will take our jobs away. You know, go with small mom-and-pop trucking companies. You know?
I agree, brother. What else is on your mind?
When I'm driving out here, you know, I find it kind of interesting that they've been working on certain places coming into every major city. It seems like they bottleneck you into one lane. It's almost like they're preparing to maybe some kind of checkpoints. And this has been happening for a long time.
Oh, they're putting up
3-4 years.
Wire fences on the Texas highways in between the roads everywhere. You're damn right, Dustin. Thank you. Last caller for this segment, David in Texas on Trump and DeSantis. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex Jones. How you doing, brother?
Good, brother. Go ahead.
I just want to say if Trump and DeSantis gets in there, we'll get it back straight, I believe. And I love you, man. And I get you shirts and stuff and the stickers I get. I put them everywhere. When I'm in San Antonio, everywhere I go, we'll leave a sticker. Can't do much. But spread the word.
That's a big thing, brother. All that stuff adds up. Beautiful.
And just take care. Like I said, man, we're going to win.
God bless you. Thank you. All right, Mark in Florida and Sean in Florida. I'm out of time. Appreciate you holding. If you guys remember, tomorrow we'll call them back, put them first on the show. On the Friday show, we take calls. But Paul Joseph Watson from Her Britannic Majesty's England is about to take over on the other side. Then, in 55 minutes, Owen Schroyer and the War Room. I want to thank the listeners for their support. I want to thank the crew for their great work. I want to thank all of our affiliates. I want to ask you all to go to InfoWarsStore.com, get Alex Jones' right T-shirt, get Bodies, get the new Diet Force. We got the 50% off on the toothpaste deal going right now. It's a big deal. That keeps us on air. Thank you all for your support. All right. You live, you learn. Paul Joseph Watson takes over on the other side of this quick break. Summit.news.
Globalists are doing everything they can to destroy heterosexual relationships, to annihilate the family, to split up marriages. And if you look at the studies, the number one cause of marriages breaking up is the fact that the men cannot satisfy their women in the bedroom. It's that simple, ladies and gentlemen. And even if you're like me and hardly ever have a problem, I mean, all of us, one point or another, do. That's just the truth. The liberals will make fun of that, but everybody knows it's true. But whether you rarely have any issues or have them on a regular basis, Instahard is the number one best-selling natural herbal supplement in the world when it comes to male enhancement because it really works. It also gives you a ton of energy. And you can find it at TheIronPatriot.com. That just takes you to their website, but then we get some of the credit as a sponsor. So go to TheIronPatriot.com today. Watch their informational videos, read the literature, and then get your Instahard in the mail today when seconds matter. Instahard.
Transmitting worldwide from the Summit.News studios in the United Kingdom, you are listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
President Joe Biden, quadruple vax and COVID positive. Of course, he wears a mask most of the time. He's protected in his little bubble by his White House apparatchiks. But yes, the president has succumbed to COVID. And now he's being treated with Paxlovid, the same drug that was given to Dr. Anthony Fauci, also quadruple vaccinated and COVID positive. And then, of course, Anthony Fauci tested positive again for COVID in the second time in the space of a fortnight. But again, the vaccine's 100% safe and effective, okay? Okay? If you say it isn't, there'll be consequences. Joe Biden, who told Americans last year, you're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations. Yes, he said that during a CNN town hall, back when the media was still running with that narrative, has just tested positive for COVID after having had four, count them, four 100% safe and effective vaccinations. Statement by White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre. This morning, President Biden tested positive for COVID-19. He is fully vaccinated and twice boosted and experiencing very mild symptoms. I guess we should just be grateful, or at least the Biden White House should be, that he hasn't got cancer, as he told us yesterday, and he's just got COVID. So again, the same guy that told Americans last year, quote, you're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations, the same person who said this year, back in early January, 4th of January, quote, this continues to be a pandemic of the unvaccinated. Well, at the moment, it's a pandemic of the vaccinated, including Anthony Fauci and indeed Joe Biden. So Biden's got COVID and we see the momentum building once again, exactly as I predicted, with the CDC coming out and saying that restrictions may have to be brought back, with Seattle, with New York, with California preparing to reintroduce mask mandates. The technocrats are not finished with this virus. We all thought it was done and dusted back at the start of spring. No, 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 no. They got drunk on power. Most people complied. Most people were completely misled, completely brainwashed. They did polls showing the average American thought that it had killed something like 30 million people. They're completely lacking in any critical thinking skills. The majority of people, I'm afraid to say, still are, and will bend down, will take the anal swab probably at some point, will take the fifth booster, the sixth booster, the seventh booster, will put the mask back on, despite the fact that all the studies, all the evidence shows masks are completely useless, or indeed exacerbate the problem. Germany has come out this week and said they're going to reintroduce mask mandates, not now, even though they admit, quote, the COVID summer wave is losing momentum, the summer wave being the sniffles. I've had this latest variant of COVID. I had it about a month ago. I've had worse colds. It's been diluted to such a degree, it's literally less now than a cold in terms of severity for most people. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter that the COVID cases are declining for the summer wave. Doesn't matter that they don't know what the COVID case load will be in September, in 6 weeks' time. The German government has come out and they're drafting a law to make masks a permanent feature. Now, there's this big debate. Obviously, a lot of people on the right have devolved some kind of identity, just like people on the left, the mask freaks, the govern me harder crowd, govern me harder daddy, inject me harder daddy, have derived some sense of identity from this pandemic prolonging itself forevermore. Some people have done that on the right, and some people within the right. There's been a bit of a fissure, a bit of a split by people saying, no, it's over, accept it's over, move on. There's no conspiracy to bring back lockdowns. There's no conspiracy to bring back all the restrictions, all the mask mandates. Well, Germany is doing it, and they're enshrining the biosecurity police state into law. Headline, Germany to reimpose mask mandate in September, despite COVID wave already, quote, losing momentum. Justice Minister Marco Buschmann announced Germans would have to mask up this autumn when indoors, and that the rules would be in place throughout the winter, September, October, November, December, into January, February, March. They're saying they're not even going to restrict or relax them until the start of spring 2023. Again, not even knowing the caseload and knowing that every single variant has become milder and milder and milder. Doesn't matter. So we have them introducing mask mandates. They're going to pass this in Parliament. Looks like it's going to get through. Then we contrast New Zealand and Australia. Reports today that Australia is preparing to reintroduce mask mandates. Despite this headline, COVID infections and deaths in mask mandate New Zealand soar above those in mask-free Australia. So here we have two very similar countries in terms of how they rolled out these pandemic lockdowns with absolute unrelenting brutality, as we saw in New Zealand, as we saw in Australia, with, you know, pregnant women, pregnant mothers being arrested in their own homes for merely criticizing lockdown on Facebook. That's the level of the tyranny that we reached in Australia back at the end of 2020 into 2021. But again, very similar hardcore lockdown policies as New Zealand. Yet you'll notice back at the end of last year, coming into 2022, Australia dropped most of their mask mandates. They said you only had to wear them on public transport and in daycare centres, healthcare centres, hospitals. New Zealand didn't. They kept the mask mandates, and now the data is explained in a Daily Mail article. The astonishing data that may prove masks don't work, really. Not like we've been saying this for two friggin' years. Oh, the media's just discovered it. Masks are mandatory everywhere in Singapore, you know, another close country geographically. Kiwis are forced to wear them in all public indoor spaces. Australia mostly abandoned mask mandates, and they are only still compulsory on public transport, as I said. However, both Singapore and New Zealand now have higher case numbers than Australia. We saw this in Wales. We saw it in Scotland. We saw it in Ireland. England dropped the mask mandate at the back end of Omicron wave in late January. Wales, Scotland, Ireland kept them. Their case numbers continue going up. These masks make it worse. People are touching their faces. They're obsessively adjusting these masks. It looks like it's exacerbating the spread. There isn't a single study that proves otherwise. All the major studies, UK government's own study into mask restrictions in schools found they had no effect. The study by the Spanish government into mask mandates found they had no effect or made it worse. The study in Denmark, 6,000 people case study, found that they had no effect. No study has found that they have any effect, yet they're reintroduced over and over again. Now, in terms of the narrative, we've at last come to the point where we discredited lockdown
as a tool of fighting this pandemic, copying the brutal authoritarian Chinese Communist Party. Again, that took us, what, the best part of 2 years to discredit that. Now at least they say, oh, we'll never go back to lockdowns, but we'll go back to masks. But that's been discredited over and over again. And we have another example when you compare the case numbers with Australia and New Zealand. Again, Australia dropping the masks, New Zealand keeping them in place. Then you compare the weekly confirmed COVID deaths per million people. Look at the graph. New Zealand, way higher after they dropped the mask mandates in Australia than Australia itself. The masks don't work. The data, the studies continually prove they don't work. The holes in the masks are far larger than the size of the virus itself. It goes straight through them. They don't work. They've never worked. They're probably going to make it worse. And when they reintroduce all these mask mandates, which they're now saying they're going to do, trying to do it in the UK, already having done it in many California schools, LA County's talking about doing it, Seattle's about to do it, they're going to do it, and it's going to make the caseload even worse. So then they're going to call for even more restrictions. Summit.news, we'll be back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The Summit.News headquarters. It's Paul Joseph Watson.
Headline here out of London World, COVID-19. And I said they're going to bring this back, and they're going to bring it back. They'll probably fail. There's a new poll out of Canada which shows that support for vaccine boosters and masks has completely collapsed. So they're swimming against the tide, basically. Headline now, COVID-19, London GP calls for return of face masks and says new variant is making people sicker. Absolutely incredible. COVID-19 is absolutely far from over as the virus will keep mutating and people seem to be sicker, a London NHS GP is warned. Just a flagrant lie. You can look at the government's own numbers for deaths and hospitalizations. Not only are they massively lower than the first two waves, they're lower than the Omicron wave back in January. Fewer people on ventilators, fewer people going into hospital. So no, they're not getting sicker. Just outright made up crap from whole cloth to try and reintroduce all this BS. I'll tell you one thing that is making people sicker. Something that's making healthy and fit athletes drop dead all over the world. Gee, wonder what that could be. Gateway Pundit reports, former offensive lineman for Notre Dame dies at 35 due to cardiac arrest while on a run. Just 1 minute, healthy 35-year-old guy on a jog. Next minute, bang, he's dead. Gee, I wonder what happened. Former Notre Dame offensive lineman Paul Emmett Duncan III, known as Paul Duncan, who was 35, died of a heart attack when he was out for a run in his neighborhood on Friday. According to his wife, death remains unexplained. Also something that remains unexplained, we now have 9,500 non-COVID excess deaths in the United Kingdom over the last 11 weeks. Now, bear in mind, we had the media over the past few days hyperventilating over some hot weather in summer in the United Kingdom. And I'm going to get onto that later. Caused basically no deaths. There were some tragic accidents where people went swimming and drowned, which happens every summer. That was hyperventilation levels of hysteria. 9,500 people dying from unexplained non-COVID deaths, excess deaths over the usual amount in the last 11 weeks. Nobody's even talking about it. DailySkeptic.org says there have been 9,422 more deaths than usual registered in England and Wales from causes other than COVID-19 in the 11 weeks since April 23rd. Now, they put up a graph here, and bear in mind, a lot of these deaths are because of lockdown, because people were denied appointments with their GPs. Even after the lockdown was over, even now, you can only get an appointment with a GP over Zoom. It's pathetic. They've denied treatment for serious medical conditions. They're dying in their thousands upon thousands, not because of the pandemic, because of the lockdown. They've also got an interesting graph here, which I've talked about before, where they overlay non-COVID excess death by occurrence in the over 75 age group in England. And it weirdly match, it weirdly tracks another element, which is spring boosters, which were given to over 75s in England, starting at the end of March, tailing off. Until they try to bring back all the corona restrictions, a new reason for everyone to be cowering inside their homes, terrified, has now been discovered. It's called summer.
The UK's Health Security Agency says this is a national emergency.
Oh, no, it's a bit hot. Better panic.
Yes. In the UK, schools have closed, trains have stopped running. When it was 17 degrees in the early morning before the heatwave even began, lazy bastards have demanded days off work, and a national emergency has been declared because it's a bit warm in the middle of July to a population that has been made addicted to hysteria. This is Thermageddon.
The hot weather has now been deemed as dangerous as this. For the first time, a heatwave is just as extreme.
Funny how hot weather in the UK, a land of drizzle, grey skies and winters that seem to go on forever, used to be embraced, celebrated, joyfully reported by weathermen. Yet now, it's gravely reported like it's thermonuclear fallout. And yes, hot weather kills people, and when it does, it's tragic. You know what kills way more people? Cold weather. Apparently that's not part of the climate crisis.
And we're back
though.
Live. We're going to get into the climate crisis hysteria later in the show, but I was talking about these excess deaths. Again, non-COVID excess deaths in the United Kingdom. They track almost exactly spring boosters in over 75s in England. They started getting the spring booster vaccines at the end of March. That went up a bit towards mid-April. That was the high point for the over-75s in England getting the spring boosters. Then that declined to where now, at the start of July, according to this graph, it's basically done, that campaign. But you'll notice that there's a strange correlation between non-COVID excess death occurrences and spring boosters in the over-75s in England. Now, I'm not suggesting anything, but it's a very close match between the timescale of those over 75s getting the spring boosters and this mysterious occurrence of non-COVID excess deaths, which remain completely unexplained by the media, the same media that hyperventilates over summer hot weather, which kills basically no one, a couple of people tragically drowned, which happens every summer. That's apparently a massive problem, but 9,500 excess non-COVID deaths, which are unexplained in the last 11 weeks in this country, nobody's talking about that. Meanwhile, Novak Djokovic, Wimbledon champion seven times over, has confirmed that he's not going to get vaccinated, and as such, he is not going to be able to compete at the US Open tennis tournament in Flushing Meadow next month. Now, of course, this is because the organizers have said they have to follow the law of the United States, or rather, the discriminatory practice of the Biden administration, which still to this day, despite the fact that other Western countries, most other major Western countries have abandoned this policy, still bar unvaccinated people from entering the United States. I haven't been able to enter the United States for years now. God knows when I will. Maybe after 2024, when someone else is elected. But the Serbian, who's won the US Open three times before, won't risk travelling to the country and experiencing a repeat of his atrocious treatment by authorities in Australia, which of course ended up in him being deported. That was they made an example out of him. They always planned to deport him, again, to make him look like he was at fault. He said, quote, "People still think I forced my way to Australia and tried to come in with no papers, permission or exemption. It's not true." As I point out in the article, maybe Djokovic should just join a migrant caravan and sneak across the border. Then he'll be given red carpet treatment. There are no vaccine checks on migrants coming across the southern border into the United States. They can enter America at will, but one of the world's best tennis players ever, basically a living sports legend, Novak Djokovic, can't enter the United States to compete at Flushing Meadows because he chose not to take a jab, despite the fact that there are other players, numerous other players, competing for the same tournament who are unvaccinated. Makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. I'm going to come back on the other side, though, and talk about this climate crisis hysteria that has gripped the United Kingdom over the past few days and the so-called hottest temperature ever in the UK. Summit.news will be back.
If you're like myself and so many other people on this planet, especially as you get older, you gain weight, even if you eat a lot less. But I got to tell you, InfoWars is only about bringing you amazing products that really work. So we looked at the supplement market that we fund a lot of our operations with, and we said, what are the best-selling, natural, healthy, anti-fat weight loss products that are out there? We went and looked at the top 10, and they all had the same ingredients in common that is in this product. But with our new product from X7 Diet Force, we got the very best concentrates of these known natural essences that just do amazing things for your body. And so I've lost almost 40 pounds, I'm still a little bit overweight, in the last 3 months, and I've been doing it using Diet Force and also exercise. Well, now Diet Force is exclusively available right now at InfoWarsStore.com, 40% off. InfoWarsStore.com, Diet Force. You need to take this product. It really works.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. The dead doctors don't lie guy says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Broadcasting internationally from the Summit.News headquarters in the United Kingdom, it's Paul Joseph Watson.
Here we go to these videos now because we had another massive contrived moral panic hysteria in the United Kingdom this week, which they'd lined up days in advance. Where we had, yes, whisper it, a spell of hot weather in the middle of July in summer. Now, of course, these are the same people who, when you point out that Arctic sea ice is basically at its 30-year normal average, that we've had the coldest temperatures measured any time in history in certain parts of the globe, all that's nothing because climate is not indicative
or temperatures, weather is not indicative of climate change, apart from when it's hot, apart from when it's the middle of July, and then it is indicative of climate change. That process happened once again this week, and it was all set up. The narrative was carefully placed well in advance, as you'll see, because I kind of predicted what they would do in the first video that I made on the Monday, and then the second video on the Tuesday, where they actually did exactly what I predicted they would do. The first video, which we're going to go to, is called Thermageddon, and then we'll go to the other one after. This is Thermageddon. This is the video I released on Monday before the record temperature was announced, basically predicting how they would get that record temperature. So here is Thermageddon.
Until they try to bring back all the corona restrictions, a new reason for everyone to be cowering inside their homes, terrified, has now been discovered. It's called summer.
The UK's Health Security Agency says this is a national emergency.
Oh no, it's a bit hot. Better panic. Yes, in the UK, schools have closed, trains have stopped running. When it was 17 degrees in the early morning before the heatwave even began, lazy bastards have demanded days off work, and a national emergency has been declared because it's a bit warm in the middle of July to a population that has been made addicted to hysteria. This is Thermageddon.
The hot weather has now been deemed as dangerous as this. For the first time, a heatwave is just as extreme.
Funny how hot weather in the UK, a land of drizzle, grey skies and winters that seem to go on forever, used to be embraced, celebrated, joyfully reported by weathermen. Yet now, it's gravely reported like it's thermonuclear fallout. And yes, hot weather kills people, and when it does, it's tragic. You know what kills way more people? Cold weather. Apparently that's not part of the climate crisis though. You see, weather isn't indicative of climate change. Apart from when it's hot weather and they say it is, and then it is, don't question it. Interesting though how people conducting their own temperature recordings are finding that in many cases across the country they're several degrees below those officially being reported by the Met Office and the BBC. How could that be? Surely they wouldn't manipulate temperature readings by taking them next to airport runways with hot jet engines and tarmac, would they? Oh, about one half of all land surface temperature measurements used to show global warming and promote the command and control net zero agenda are taken near or adjacent to hot airport runways. And the raw data actually shows that the UK was cooler in the 2010s than the 2000s. The 9.17 Celsius average temperature in the 2010 decade in England was colder than the previous 10 years at 9.31 Celsius. But that doesn't make for dire apocalyptic clickbaity headlines though, does it? Still, why shouldn't we trust the same people who published articles in 2004 saying that by 2020, man-made climate change would cause millions of deaths with major European cities being sunken, yeah, they actually said that, leading to nuclear war and global environmental riots. Why should we doubt the same people who said that glaciers will all be gone by 2020, and that the Arctic would have ice-free summers by 2013? Meanwhile, in the real world, Arctic sea ice is just 3% below its 30-year average. Why should we even consider being skeptical towards the same people who told us back in the 70s, that a new ice age was coming? Why should we not believe them when they've been so straightforward and honest with us on every previous occasion? Last year, one of the authors of the United Nations IPCC report lauded the fact that, quote, people are starting to get scared about climate change and that this would, quote, affect the way they vote. Yeah, seems like there's an awful lot more to this than just the weather.
Now, note in that video how I explain how they achieve high temperatures by measuring them at airports, and then note what happened as we achieved our hottest day ever in the United Kingdom the very next day. Let's go to the second video. Here it is.
Well, I guess we've all been sat down. I guess the climate change alarmists were actually correct. The UK has recorded its hottest temperature ever, with the thermometer hitting 39.1 degrees Celsius in Charlewood, Surrey. Gotta hold my hands up and take the L here. I was wrong. You were right. Guess that's it. Channel's dead. Lefties were vindicated. Hold up. Where's Charlewood? Oh, it's right next to Gatwick Airport. It basically is Gatwick Airport. Sprawling industrial complexes, airport runways, hot tarmac, Jet engines, totally the fairest place to record a temperature reading. What's next? UK's hottest temperature beaten again. Thermometer meeting taken inside iron smelting factory. They're going to start measuring average historical wind speeds from inside wind tunnels. But wait, an even hotter temperature was recorded. We've broken 40 Celsius for the first time ever. Where was that reading taken?
A UK record temperature that has been set this afternoon at Heathrow Airport.
Oh, how strange that the two hottest places this afternoon, Heathrow and Gatwick, are the ones covered in heat-absorbing black tarmac and home to many heat-generating jet engines. An amazing coincidence. But this isn't a one-off, it's a regular occurrence. Research by Professor Ross McKittrick shows, quote, about one half of all land surface temperature measurements used to show global warming and promote the command and control net zero agenda are taken near or adjacent to airport runways. And yes, both the Met Office and the BBC, which today delivered us the hottest temperatures ever from airports, both use this same data. From the professor's research, we learn that data taken from airports has increased by 50% over the last few decades. This has had the effect of increasing the contribution from airports to around 50%. McKittrick noted that the cuts reduced the average latitude of source data and removed relatively more cooler high-altitude monitoring sites. Almost every plank that supports net zero is provided by these surface temperature datasets amplified by climate models. They are at the centre of the grim pronouncements made by the IPCC and loyally passed on by mainstream messengers. Time perhaps to look in detail at temperature datasets boosted by jet exhaust and constant upward adjustments, along with climate forecasting models that are invariably wrong, to see if the science is quite as settled as defined by elite political opinions. So yeah, of course temperature data taken in 2022 from boiling hot heat amplifying airports is going to be higher than temperatures taken previously from other sites with environmentally cooler surroundings. Not going to hear any of that on the news tonight though, are you? Oh no, all you're going to hear is apocalyptic doomsday hysteria about the planet being on fire and how the only solution is for you to cripple your own living standards and cancel your family holiday while the elite will continue to enjoy their luxury private jet lifestyles as you cower inside your home, afraid of viruses and the weather. Now, attendant to all this propaganda, we had sudden outbreaks of fires across the United Kingdom with compost heaps, with grassland spontaneously combusting for apparently no reason whatsoever apart from climate change. Now, we had temperatures the day before 1 degree Celsius or 2 degrees Celsius below what we had on the Tuesday, and yet there were no massive fires on the Monday. Interesting that, isn't it? Headline here, huge Scunthorpe blaze was deliberately set, says fire service. This was one of the examples that they brought, that they reported. Huge amount of land gone up in smoke, basically. Somebody on Twitter points out that it was actually pending planning application for a new housing development. What a coincidence. So we have grassland, compost bins suddenly spontaneously exploding. The media seizes on it and says, look, global warming, England is on fire. Really? So you think the same Extinction Rebellion activists who glue themselves to roads wouldn't set fires, wouldn't engage in arson, and some of these blazes have already proven to be arson in the 24 hours since they happened. Absolutely massive scandal brewing once again. Summit.news will be back and going.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to the Summit.News Radio Hour with Paul Joseph Watson.
So, 36 degree temperature in the United Kingdom doesn't cause mass fires across the entire country, doesn't cause grassland compost bins to spontaneously burst into flames, but then the next day when the temperature is 2 degrees higher, suddenly we have giant wildfires all over the country. The firefighters are stretched, they can't battle them. Entire streets of houses being razed to the ground. And obviously the culprit is man-made climate change. Obviously the culprit is you taking an annual family holiday and not recycling your little bottles. Really? Really? It was 2 degrees cooler the previous day. We didn't have a spate of wildfires. And then it turns out some of these fires obviously were arson. Things just don't spontaneously combust. Other countries have similar temperatures throughout the summer on a sustained basis for more than one day. They don't have giant wildfires every single summer. Very interesting, isn't it, that the same people who will risk life and limb to go and protest for Extinction Rebellion and these net zero green agenda eco-mentalist causes, again, putting themselves at risk, thinking they're part of the rebellion when they're actually doing the bidding of the establishment. The Tory government is literally enacting their net zero agenda on a daily basis. Oh, but they wouldn't start wildfires to give the news media all this coverage of massive blazes across the country so it can be blamed on man-made climate change. No, they'd never do that.
But don't worry, because the World Economic Forum, Davos, and Klaus Schwab has a solution for it being hot in July at the height of summer. Yes, and this obviously is going to have no negative knock-on consequences whatsoever. They suggest blocking out the sun by placing a giant bubble in space. Yeah, they actually said that. Here's the video. It's called Wow, What a Great Idea. Let's roll it.
The comparison between the World Economic Forum's wannabe Bond villain, Klaus Schwab, and Peter Sellers' Dr. Strangelove character is often recognized.
Klaus Schwab from the World Economic Forum.
So we will see definitively a lot of anger.
A sacrifice is required for the future of the human race.
But now the WEF is promoting mad science proposals that wouldn't look out of place in the 1964 movie. Yes, our esteemed predator class is now advancing the argument that we should block out the sun. Yeah, see that life-giving celestial body that's responsible for all earthly existence? Yeah, let's start f***ing around with that. Wow, what a great idea! Sounds like something from the plot of V, where friendly aliens arrive to politely share their advanced technology with us and end up enslaving humanity and draining the planet of all its resources. Wait, I thought the sun had nothing to do with climate change. I thought it was all my fault for taking an annual holiday. Oh, wait a minute. Spraying aerosols into the upper atmosphere? Sounds like you're getting dangerously close to the C word there. So Earth-based geoengineering methods are too risky, but you want to create a giant bubble in space that blocks out the sun. Yeah, I'm sure that'll have zero knock-on effects. Listen, we're not friggin' vampires, we need the sun. How about let's not accidentally trigger a new ice age to satiate the demented, discredited agenda of net-zero green activists? How about let's not follow the scientific advice of an organization whose leader wants to put microchips in your brain to read your thoughts? Leading to a dystopian transhumanist fourth industrial revolution future of augmented elites and obsolete useless eaters.
A lot of anger.
Yeah, perhaps putting Dr. Strangelove in control of our planet's future isn't the best idea.
So while the WEF and the wannabe Bond villain Klaus Schwab want to block out the sun, tell you that you'll own nothing and be happy, Bill Gates continues to buy up vast swathes of US farmland, of course, while farmers across Europe, across the West, are being forced to sell their farmland to the government, being hit with draconian restrictions in terms of emissions, nitrogen emissions, green agenda emissions that will put them out of business forever. And yet Bill Gates, he's taking care of himself by buying vast amounts of farmland on a regular basis, keeps doing it, did it again recently in South Dakota. Well, now Congressman demands Bill Gates explain why he's buying up vast amounts of farmland. This is South Dakota Congressman Dusty Johnson, and he's demanding answers. He wrote in a letter, "It's become clear in recent reports that Mr. Gates is the largest private farmland owner in America. He owns nearly 270,000 acres of farmland across 19 states. And basically, Johnson is asking if Bill Gates is pushing this net zero agenda, he's constantly insisting that Americans should stop eating red meat and start eating the bugs. Why is he buying up vast amounts of farmland? Why is it bad for Americans to own property, but it's good for him to have a monopoly on U.S. farmland across the country?" Let's go to this other video now, though, because we're running out of time. Starbucks has come out and announced that they're having to close all these stores because basically drug addicts and criminals are going in there and conducting their business. Very funny, in a sick way, if you know the history about this. This is Starbucks and the decline of America. Let's roll the clip.
Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz is being forced to close branches of the coffee giant across the country. Why? Well, because in his own words in a leaked video, quote, America has become unsafe.
And I don't have to spend too much time on what's going on in the country and how America has become unsafe. But you all read the press release the last couple of days about the fact that we are beginning to close stores that are not unprofitable. And Starbucks is a window into America.
Starbucks announced they were closing 16 stores with more to probably come. Schultz blamed the closures on incidents related to drug use and other disruptions. He also said in the leaked video that the responsibility for all this lies with woke political leaders who valued advancing insane progressive mantras over the prevention of crime.
And I must say, in my view, at the local, state, and federal level, these governments across the country and leaders, mayors and governors and city councils, have abdicated their responsibility in fighting crime and addressing mental health.
Hold up, wait a minute. I made a video in March 2015, 7 years ago, talking about the genesis of all this. In case you forgot, at the time, Starbucks immediately cowed to the nascent Black Lives Matter movement to institute an absolutely absurd policy. That policy involved training their barista staff to start conversations with white customers about how racist they are. Yes, this actually happened. They actually told their staff to confront their own customers and put them on some kind of weird, awkward, white guilt trip. Then what happened 3 years later in 2018? Starbucks announced they were basically turning themselves into America's biggest public toilet. All because two black men in Philly were arrested after trying to use the Starbucks bathroom without paying for anything and then refusing to leave. After which time, each and every dreg of society was given a free pass to conduct their business in Starbucks toilets, but the company didn't stop there. Starbucks followed up by subjecting their long-suffering staff to bizarre re-education struggle sessions, where they were forced to watch endless video after video of white cops attacking black people, even though the incident that sparked it all had nothing whatsoever to do with police brutality. So Starbucks threw in its lot with the BLM mob, swung open their doors to crackheads and junkies, and now they're being forced to close down Starbucks because of problems with crackheads and junkies. Wow, who could have seen that coming? Get woke, go broke. If by get woke you mean allowing your restrooms to become foul-smelling, piss-stained drug dens, all in the name of racial justice, then yeah. And Howard Schultz has the nerve to blame other people for the mess that his policies created. Yeah, of course politicians are to blame for lax laws on open-air drug use. You should turn the likes of LA and San Francisco into torrid holes. And they're to blame for eliminating felonies for theft, which have turned stores in leftist-run cities into pick-and-mix free-for-alls. But it was Schultz's decision to make Starbucks a safe haven for all that, and in the process incentivizing the criminal behavior he now decries. So instead of whining about it and pointing the finger, how about you take some responsibility for a change?
That's going to wrap it up for the Summit News Hour. Merriam-Webster changes definition of female at the behest of transgender activists. We also have gender activists say archaeologists should be stopped from identifying ancient human remains as male or female. Minnesota theater caves to woke mob and cancels Dave Chappelle show. All those articles and more are available at summit.news, but keep it locked in because coming up next, we have War Room with Owen Schroyer. Keep it locked in right here. We'll be back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.